أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. This is the last ayat of this ruku, and the connection with the previous ayat is that the Jews and the Christians who conceal the information and the truthfulness of the Quran, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also about that Hajira alayhi salam made sa'i between Safa and Marwa. So even if they did all that gunas, and they are the worst type of gunas to hide the truth, but Allah Ta'ala says, you still don't have to worry. You have got one ilah, your one God, Allah, who is Rahman and who is Rahim. Just turn to Him. He is most merciful. Rahman, the general mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Rahim, the special mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It is just a matter of turning to Him and He will forgive you. No matter what gunas a person might have committed, and any and all gunas, just turn to Allah Ta'ala. And there is only one Allah. You can't escape from Him. There is no other Allah that you can, if this Allah is cross with you, can go to another Allah. It's only one Allah, ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your Allah, ilah, your object of worship. He who created you, He controls all your matters. He in whose hands is all your matters, your sustenance, your living, your dying, to whom you're going to return. That is ilah, and He is one ilah, the one Allah who has created you, who you are going to return to. And also in this is an indication that the Jews and Christians also associated partners with Allah Ta'ala. They said that Uzair is the son of Allah, and that Masih Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah Ta'ala. What terrible gunas those are to associate this partners with Allah Ta'ala. But even after that, you just turn to Allah. He is your one Allah. You've got nowhere else to turn to. You can't escape and go away from Him in any way. The wisest thing, the most logical thing is just return to Him. Go back to Allah Ta'ala. And you will find that He is your one Allah, ilahu wahid, la ilaha illahu. You haven't got anyone else besides Him. Nobody can save you, nobody can help you, not even your material possessions, not even your family members, not your close friends. Nobody is there for you besides Allah. La ilaha illahu. And then the two great qualities of Allah, that He is Rahman, He is Rahim. His mercies are very, very great. Just turn to Him, ask Him for forgiveness, and He will forgive you. And not only forgive you, Rahman, but after that He will shower you with His great, great blessings and rahmat. That your gunas, Allah will change them into good deeds. And then Allah Ta'ala will bless you further. Yeah, in this world, if somebody forgives somebody, the most is that if that person will forgive that person. But by Allah, not only forgiveness, the record of all those wrong is also wiped out. And Allah Ta'ala changes all that wrong into good deeds. And Allah blesses even further with His favors. So it's also how beautiful that our deen, Quran Sharif is, and reality. That all we have to do, we all make mistakes. We all have got gunas. The thing is simple, just turn to Allah and ask Him, beg Him for forgiveness, and His forgiveness is waiting for you. It's just a matter of you turning to Him. So in this beautiful way, Allah Ta'ala brings this first, this ruku to an end, and reminds us at all times that your Allah is one Allah, there is nobody besides Him, and He is Rahman, He is Rahim. And those qualities, Allah has got all the other qualities also which belong to Him. But these supersede all the other qualities. Allah can punish also. Allah can take to task also. But Allah's forgiveness is more greater than the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So all we have to do, no matter what wrong we have done, turn to Allah Ta'ala. We will always find Him. He is forever Rahman and He is Rahim also. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we realize, and we are also all sinners. We also turn to Allah and ask Him for His forgiveness and realize we cannot escape Him in any way whatsoever. And the wisest thing is to go to Him and ask Him for forgiveness, and then He forgives, and He forgives very greatly also, and then showers His great mercy on a person as well. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.